That was the first time we've seen Braylon Ballard make a poor decision with the football, as Walker Foley was leading him around to the sideline. Braylon Ballard didn't showcase that patience he was showing before. As he cuts it upfield, he gets a nice gain, but he had a lead blocker to lead him around the edge. I think he had an opportunity for a much bigger gain, but nonetheless, he keeps it in bounds and keeps that clock running, which is absolutely what Coach Hahn wants to do right now.
USA 5-for-5 on third down conversions tonight.
That's pretty good.
I would say that's pretty darn good. 4:45 left here in the third quarter. USA in no hurry, and that's how they've had this whole ball game since their first drive this evening. Connor Gettle facing a 3rd and 4. It's a quarterback keeper around the right end. He has the seam. He has the edge. He has the first down. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, USA. From 15 yards out, Connor Gettle on the quarterback sweep around the far side into the end zone. And USA tanks on their 4th score tonight. It's now USA 28, Harbor Beach nothing.
And just a well-designed play there as he fakes the handoff to two different running backs. But all three of those from the wing tee head around the right side and act as lead blockers for Connor Gettle. And they just keep continuing to seal the edge. And then Gettle does the rest. Tightrope walking down the sideline. He's able to stroll into the end zone just inside the pylon. And that's 6 more for USA as they go up 28-0 and a chance for 2 more.
7 plays, 64 yards. And took off just under 5 minutes off the clock. Connor Gettle under center going for 2, trying to make this a 30-0 ball game. Rolling to his right, play action, throwing down into the end zone. This one is off the ground and incomplete. Pass was intended for Jeremiah Hahn, number 5, but it hit the ground first. 2-point conversion is no good, so the score remains USA 28, Harbor Beach nothing. 4:34 left here in the third quarter, right down here on Sports Radio 102.1, live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Your home for high school football all season long.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value Store, here on Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, USA's kick from Nehemiah Parmenter goes out of bounds at the 12-yard line. So Harbor Beach will start this drive at their own 35-yard line as they trail by 28 points, 4 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter. 1st and 10 for the Pirates.
Afraid of that kick return. I don't know. What the heck? He's kicked 2 of them out of bounds already? I don't know what he's afraid of. He's booted 2 through the end zone, too.
Well, 4:34 left in the third quarter here. Harbor Beach trying to get something going here. There's still just 99 yards on the night tonight. 1st and 10 from their own 35. And quarterback keeper Dylan Kanter trying to find something. Braylon Ballard can't bring him down, but here's a hole. Cavalry comes in from USA and brings him down for a 3-yard loss. There's about 26 players in this roster. I'm pretty sure 24 of them brought them down there. A loss of 3, 2nd down and 13.
Absolutely read my mind. They absolutely had to have too many people on the field. There were white jerseys everywhere. And unfortunately for Kadar, he had nowhere to go.
That is the 4th tackle for a loss tonight for USA. Harbor Beach with none. Reading that correctly, yes. 2nd down, 13 to go from the 32-yard line. Howard Beach coming out in the spread formation for the first time tonight. 3:45 left in the third quarter. 28-0 USA. Dylan Kadar hands it off to Elliot Seaman, and he's brought down for absolutely no gain. Keegan Bixman, defensive end, brings him down at the line of scrimmage at the 32. And now Howard Beach will be faced off with a third down and 13 from their own 32-yard line.
Nowhere to go. I like the idea. Let's spread it out and try to run from there. But the USA up front has been winning the battle on both sides of the football and showcasing that right there with another tackle for no gain.
Third down, 12 to go from the 33 now. And Harbor Beach spraying things out two wide each way. Dylan Kadar in the shotgun. Working off that left hash. Elliot Seaman to his left, looking to pass, stays in the pocket, throws downfield. Has Luke Woodkey open, but Connor Gettle gets a hand on it. Beautiful coverage from the senior defenseman for USA. Bats that one down. Luke Woodkey does not have a chance to get that one. Incomplete, and now Harbor Beach, 4th and 12.
I'm sure the wind plays a factor, but that ball just a tad bit underthrown. Because Woodkey had a step on him, but Gettle does a nice job not going for the hero play. Gets one arm up, swats the ball down. There's no need for an interception there. You already have the lead. Knock the ball down and force Harbor Beach to either punt it away or try it again on fourth down and long.
2 minutes, 58 seconds left in this third quarter. Harbor Beach in that extended shotgun once again. USA not biting on it. And they're going to punt this one away. So Harbor Beach with another three and out. Punt bounces at the 38, takes the Harbor Beach bounce inside the 35, comes to rest at the 33. 34-yard punt from Dylan Kadar and gives the ball back to USA with a 28-point lead.
Just more of the same. That USA just winning in all facets of the game. Their defense has answered the call tonight, showcasing that they can defend the pass. They've slowed down the run. Harbor Beach has had some moments of glory there, but when it's all said and done, that USA defense has put up a zero so far, which has been the case. If it's not zero, it's 26 or 28.
And I don't think that's the case tonight here, Dave.
It certainly doesn't feel that way right now.
We've seen Harvey score in bunches, but not against a team like USA. Too wide to the right. Harvey Beach hasn't adjusted yet quite at all yet. And now they're moving players over. In the I formation, Connor Gettle under center. Looks to his backfield, hands it off to Braylon Ballard coming around that right end, and Harbor Beach swarms to the ball and fumble on the play, and Harbor Beach has scooped it up, and they're going to say this one is in Harbor Beach's possession. Dylan Kadar scoops up the fumble after Braylon Ballard coughs it up in Harbor Beach. That's one way to move down the field, first and 10.
Punt it, and force a fumble. That's not what they were necessarily planning on, but it worked very well.
So one play gives the ball back to Harbor Beach. And now the Pirates back in offense.
That's exactly what you want to see the Harbor Beach defense. If you can't stop the run, you have to force turnovers. And that time they stand up Ballard, and as he's fighting for extra yardage, one of those guys up front is able to knock it out, and Kadar jumps on it and recovers.
So at the 33-yard line, rolling to his right, Kadar looking to pass, nothing there, now throws it downfield, and this one's at the feet of Luke Woodkey at the 20-yard line, incomplete, out of bounds. Stops the clock, 2:34 left in the third, but two second down, 10 to go from USA's 33.
Kadar just threw that one away there. That was excellent coverage again by Connor Gettle, stride for stride with Woodkey. And as Kadar rolled out of the pocket to buy some time, there just wasn't anybody open, so he threw the ball away safely. Second down and 10.
This is the farthest or furthest Harbor Beach has been into USA territory in quite some time. Actually, since that first drive, which resulted in a turnover downs at the 1 yard line. Everything from that was at Harbor Beach's own 17 yard line, the 46 yard line of USA, and then the 33 and 34 in their own territory. 2 minutes, 34 seconds left. It's going to be quarterback keeper up the middle. Dylan Kadar loses his footing in the backfield and is going to bring himself down for a 2, maybe 3 even yard loss back to the 36 yard line. So now Harbor Beach facing a third down and 13 in USA territory, 2:15 left in the third.
Harbor Beach just cannot catch a break. It's finally, they get a nice play, and it looks like they have an opportunity on this one, and the turf monster gets him, and down he goes for no gain.
We gotta stay at the block. Let's go.
2:05 left here in the third, 28-0 USA leading. Harbor Beach trying to convert on third down. They've done it twice tonight on 7 attempts. Two wide each way. Kadar in the pocket. Screen pass to the right. Luke Woodkey catches it. He's across the 30.